Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show here on 103.1 The Ticket. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Jake, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. I'm ready for the Gunsmith Show. It's Saturday morning, heavily caffeinated, lightly slept. I'm ready to go. I've been ironed and folded this morning, so I'm in good shape, but slightly pressed. Things are good. I'm ready to talk about guns. How about you?
I'm ready, too.
Well, you got some pretty cool stuff on the list this week to talk about.
Different, so unique.
I looked at this and I said, what? I would have never thought of this stuff.
What? So,
and you found some cool stuff. This first segment of the show is brought to you by our good friends at Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto Service Center. They're right on Dort Highway, just south of Bristol on the right-hand side there. They've been here since 1977. Chances are you've driven by it. You might have even got tires at it. But I'm telling you what, good old-fashioned service, old-school service, the way you want to be treated at a tire center and service center, and they take care of you. 810-743-4210, and decades and decades of service and repeat business like you've never seen.
Yep.
They walk in there, their coffee's always on, and they're ready to help. So Tim and his crew will help you out. Get to Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto Service Center for all your tire and automotive needs. They'll take care of you. And you can always link to them right on our website, which is thegss.com. Very easy. It's on the bottom of the page on the I've been looking at it more on my
phone.
On my phone it's on the left-hand side.
Sure.
On my laptop it's at the bottom.
Oh yeah.
So I'm always saying look on the left-hand side and it's like people are going, "Huh?"
But, yeah. You know, that's our website, thegss.com. From there, you can link to all of our sponsors that you hear throughout the show. Plus, you can link to past shows as well.
Yeah.
And our YouTube pages.
Archive shows are all on there.
Yep.
So I think it goes all the way back.
Well, it probably does.
We could go back to show number one on there, I think. I don't know. But it goes back like 14 years or 15 years.
Well, I know our YouTube page has a lot of the early ones pre-COVID.
Yeah.
You know, we were off the air for a little while during COVID just because of the studio.
And we were doing Facebook Live back
Facebook
then,
Facebook Lives.
Yeah.
We were doing a lot of Facebook. And, that, you know, we have a great Facebook page. We have almost 2,000 followers.
Yeah.
We'd love to have more. So if you're on Facebook, get on there and like The Gunsmith Show. It's four words, The Gunsmith's Show, and see what you think.
Yeah. Well, you've been after a bunch of vendors this week and suppliers.
I'm trying
to try to get some more giveaways.
I'm trying to get some fun things to give out to you guys. I know we gave the cup over to Craig.
Yeah.
Craig
was talking to us a lot this week. A
couple weeks, maybe four weeks from now, we gave that cup away.
Yeah.
And trying to get some more things to give out to you guys, the listeners, just to make you all feel a little more intertwined.
Pre-COVID, we got so much stuff.
Yeah.
Winchester, yeah. Leopold. They were in things just really changed at COVID, and the old reps are gone. They all retired or died, and now we're dealing with new people. So we got to reintroduce ourselves, and it's not those old relationships.
Well,
but thank God we still have great relationships with like people at Williams Gunsight, who they introduce a ton of people to us.
They do. You know, and one of the things I'm trying to do is, because I get more and more questions about it, I'm trying to get a wide variety of from the CCI brand of ammo, shot shells.
Oh, no kidding.
So
do a little comparison.
Do a little comparison between 22s. You know, they make 9mm shot shells, 40s. And then typically it's like, number 8? It's the
very
tiny.
Small, 9 shots.
Well, they also do heavy number 4 shots as well.
Really?
So a lot of these options, and what I'd love
That'd
to
be
do
great
is
for
get,
varmints,
you know
for
it's,
woodchucks and stuff.
22 magnums.
Yeah.
9s. 40s, 45s, 45 Colts, 44 Magnums,
wow,
38 shot shells, all of these crazy options they have. And I said, man, so I called them this week and I was kind of explaining, and they got to talk it over and see what they want to do. I said, I'd love to do a comparison, set out, whether it be water bottles. Honestly, you know, the big thing is those turkey targets, right? To see how turkey, you know, shells
get.
But at just 5 feet, what does the 9mm shot shell look like on paper?
Yeah.
What does the 40, you know, just to show people and compare.
Well, you know, I've got to think that what I'm thinking about in my head is our 50 AEs. And if you can get a 50 caliber Sabot or whatever that holds the shot, which you probably can for muzzle loaders.
Well,
so it would work in, and a 50 caliber muzzle loader would work in the 50AE.
But remember, a lot of those shot shells, it's that plastic cap that holds
that's
all
what the I'm
shot.
Talking about. Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking about not a shot shell, but the plastic cap, the capsule that holds it. But we could do it in a 50AE and have some fun.
Yeah, and the biggest thing is just going to be how it feeds.
Yeah.
Right? So a lot of these, because it's more of that square cap, it's designed for a revolver. But we're going to try, you know, obviously there's a 9, a 40, and a 45. So
yeah.
I'm going to try and get some of those to shoot. We've got different guns to try it out of. So
yeah,
why not?
That would be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Anyways, so just we're something always in the works.
That's the thing. People ask, like, they ask us all the time, what are you guys up to? There's like 15 things because Jake and I both think the same way. We dabble in a lot of different things. We're always like, I couldn't sleep this week one night and I stayed up and changed scopes. And I had a brand new rifle that I found a broken scope mount on. Brand new, right from the factory. And I didn't see it when I bought the gun. And it had a bent scope mount. And it was a Savage rifle, a nice rifle. Who knows who put the scope on it, but it was one of those factory put together ones, you know, came in a box with a scope on it. And I was kind of let down. So I had to change the mounts. So I put a good set of Leopold mounts on it and changed the mounts and the lever lock ones, you know, with the levers on them. I said, you know what? I'm glad I caught it now as opposed to having a failure or breaking the scope later.
Right.
So I even upgraded that scope. I moved the sculpture around too. Because you never know. If they cranked that thing down, reefed it down with a bent mount, they might have broke the scope. And I was like, I'm not going to test that on a, you know, on a 400 Legend to go out and check it out and see what it likes. But anyways, but we do have a lot to talk about. Jacob, we have not talked about these guns in years.
Yeah.
We're talking GSGs, German sports guns. Tell us about it. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, you know, GSG was popular. We're talking probably at least 10 years ago, maybe more. They had those MP5 lookalikes in 22. Remember that?
My friend Derek had one. He kept it in that wooden crate. It came in looked like it was...
Those were those STG-44s, too.
Yeah, nice.
So they really made replica firearms in 22.
Yep. They were all 22s, though. Yeah,
that's
what we saw.
Yep.
So that's what shocked me on this.
So now GSG and ATI, which is American Tactical Imports, right now their big thing is you see a lot of these... A lot of their brands are 22 1911s.
Yeah.
That's a lot of what they're doing. Well, they've got something different, and it's kind of an 80-something-year-old design. It's the GSG MP40P 9mm pistol.
Didn't they always call these Schmeissers?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, this always reminds me of
German World
Von
War II.
Ryan's Express. That's what cut down Frank Sinatra in the final scene, you know?
Well, way to ruin the movie.
Did you know that Hogan's Heroes guy bought that jacket from Von Ryan's Express because he liked Frank Sinatra so much? He bought that jacket that Frank Sinatra wore in that movie, and that's the coat that he used in Hogan's Heroes.
Really?
I didn't know that. I read it, and I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Oh.
That's a cool thing.
That's
Bob
cool fact.
Crane was his name, you know?
Okay.
He got killed. He was a weird dude. He was really heavily into porn, and he got killed by some woman, stabbed him to death. But anyways,
well, this digressed.
Probably not with that leather jacket on. But so the Bob Crane story is not a good story, but the leather jacket story is cool. So when I was a kid, I thought my dad was Frank Sinatra because he looked like him and he did stuff. And it was like, and when Dad put a leather jacket on, he put a leather hat on, and like, oh, he looks just like Frank Sinatra. You know, he's one of my heroes. And we'd watch Von Ryan's Express, and it would be a family affair.
It's one of those shows you don't see a lot on TV anymore.
No. Well,
so
blood and guts, man. Blood and guts. But Made America
I was wondering how they rolled out from under the train while it was. I'm like, I don't know how.
Very carefully.
Yeah.
That's how I always do it.
So this is.
And they'd say, oh, another train's derailed.
Yeah.
Just like this show.
So this is a replica of the German MP40 with that big stick mag. Even in World War II, it was 9mm.
Yeah.
But this is a handgun only. There is no folding stock.
No.
Nothing like that. 10.8-inch barrel. It's a mix of plastic and steel. Fixed sights. Threaded barrel.
Really?
So if you wanted a suppressor on this, I mean, a 10-inch barrel, 9mm with a suppressor.
That'd be a nice shooter.
It weighs 7.8 pounds.
I believe it.
This is a handful. I mean, it's a large handgun, but it's cool. It's
designed to shoot from the hip, basically, you know? Or hand about on a sling and shoot it like
I mean,
that,
it's got sights if you're, you want to hold 7.8 pounds out in front of you.
Yeah, that would not be an easy gun to shoot from, you know, from that position.
But it is just that cool factor, right? For all of you that want something different.
Yeah, you want to see some nostalgia, you know?
Same thing people have bought. I mean, where would the gun market be if there wasn't something different out there, right? And this is just one of them. MSRP is really not terribly bad for the fact of what this is. MSRP is $799.
That's quite a gun. I wonder how many magazines it comes
with. It comes with one 25 round mag.
Yeah.
Yep. So, but that's it's an option for you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's something different, unique. It's got the little spot in the back for the sling to go through, so you can kind of dangle it and carry
right,
it.
Right.
So just something different.
Hey, I think it's certainly worth a look at and check it out and see if it's something we want to invest in.
Absolutely.
Because it has that cool factor that, you know, it's like. You know, they even make 30 carbines in 9mm now, you know, because everybody loves 9mm.
Yep.
And, you know, you get what you pay for, but these GSGs have been around a long time. This one is new.
Yeah, it's newer now.
And so let's see what it's like.
Yeah.
We'll see what the reports are, what it's like. But there's more coming up. We got more here. We got
something you're always talking about.
I know. 10mm are some of my favorite guns. And you found one that we have only talked about like twice in the past 12 years on the show, or 13 years.
Well, realistically, it's the best priced American-made 10mm out there.
Best price.
And you're thinking, best, man, is it at Smith & Wesson M&P? No. Oh, no, it's the High Point. The High Point JXP10.
Huh?
I know. This is a starting point 10mm. Don't forget, like I said, 100% American made, lifetime warranty. If anything breaks, if it rusts, if it's damaged, if you drop it out of a car and bend the barrel, warranty no matter what from High Point.
Made in Ohio, right?
Made in Ohio. Threaded barrel, comes with a 10-round magazine that also fits the matching High Point 10mm carbine.
Yeah. Which that intrigues me.
Yep.
These doggone things are almost as heavy as a Desert Eagle.
Well,
you know, they are pretty heavy.
They're pretty heavy. Yep. It's a lot of
48 ounces in weight, you know. I mean, so it's what, 3 pounds?
But where else can you find a 10mm threaded barrel handgun with a rail on the bottom for lights and accessories, ready to mount a red dot to the top? Again, 100% American made, lifetime warranty. Guess the MSRP.
I have
$225. How is this company even in business?
It's almost too good to be true, you know?
I'm just saying.
You know what we need to do? We need to go down to Ohio and do a tour.
We need to get one and compare it and just do a realistic, hey, no holds barred. Do you want the cheap 10mm? Do you want an expensive? What's in the between? This to a Glock.
Well, I have a plethora of them, so we'll check it out. We'll put them against each other and see what we think.
Well, we have to go to commercial break. When we come back, there'll be a lot more Gunsmith Show and some more new guns to talk about too.
All right, cool. Sounds like fun. All right, we'll be right back with more of the Gunsmith Show.